new era and new generation.
今天早上我想给大家分享的就是我们新年的新主题，这个新时代还有新世代。
As I was thinking on this yesterday,
昨天我在想这个题目的时候
I was looking at all the things that has been happening since last year until now.
艰难的一年
But at the same time, I see how God has been moving among us.
但是我可以看到2018年是神是怎么样在我们的身上做工
And not in just our church, but also all over the world.
不仅是我们这个教会，也是世界范围内的
Like remember, if you remember in 2018, what happened? What are the major stuff that happened?
但还记得2018年都发生过哪些大事情吗？
One of the things is American embassy moved to Jerusalem, and it was the 70th year of Israel state establishment. Remember, in May.
对，这个事情就是美国的大使馆放到了耶路撒冷。
That is a promise being fulfilled. Amen.
这是其中的一个预言已经实现了。
And also one other thing was remember what happened with North Korea and South Korea.
大家还记得这个南韩和北韩发生了什么事情吗？
They were kind of, yeah. They started to have the reunited, right?
Reconcile something.
Reconciled,
yeah.
Right?
他们就是南韩和北韩，他们之间也调和的也比较成功，现在也重归于好。
And what else did happen last year? Also in Malaysia, remember what happened?
还记得在马来西亚发生了什么吗
？The president, there was a regime has been happening for six decades.But suddenly, in a day, it is changed.
就是他们那个党派六十年统治以后就被改朝换代了，就变成一个新的一个叫什么总统被选上来。
Do you guys know this? 你们不知道吗 ？But some people know about this. This is a huge move too in Asia. It's a big change.
这同样也是一个非常大的改变，这是在亚洲也是非常大的改变。
And also last year, what else happened in America?
所以去年美国又发生了什么事情呢
？We have the mid-election, remember?
我们有了中期选举。
And then we remember how the House of Representatives changed.
大家还记得这个议会是吧？
对，I don't know what is it in Chinese,、yeah. but you know that we had.The Senate, the House of Senate, and the House of Representatives, and it used to be more both were Republican, but now after the mid-election, the House of Representatives become most of in majority were the Democrats, right?
大家还记得就是以前这个议会哈、啊、国会的成员大多数一半一半，但是经过中期选举之后，大部分现在都是这个 Liberal, how to say?
就是民主党。
有民主党 ，Yeah, 民主党现在大部分都是民主党的。
And then remember, just 2 months ago, now it's raining, thank the Lord. But just 2 months ago, remember we had a wildfire?
对，大家还记得这个两周之前，这个我们有一个大火。
两个月之前
我们有一个大火。
It was one of the most devastating things that had ever happened to California.
那是一个在加利福尼亚来说也是一个很大的灾难。
Even though a couple years it happened before, but this year it was worse.
因为以前也发生过这个事情，但是这次的这个是非常非常严重的一次。
It was almost the all over California, both Northern California and Southern California, they were all having wildfires.
它几乎蔓延了整个加利福尼亚，北边也有，南边也有。
So I just want to ask you guys, as you were thinking about this, what did you feel in your spirit? What did you feel God is talking to you in the spirit?
所以当大家听到仔细又回想这些信息的时候大家的灵里有什么感受觉得上帝在对你说一些什么话
You can say something.
大家可以分享一下。
Okay, who wants to say something first?
谁想要先分享一下
Marlene, what did you feel in the spirit?
Marlene 说这是突然之间的事情。
Amen. How about 史丁觉得 Yeah.
Yeah.
That God do things such an acceleration. It was fast. 还有呢，贝斯，你觉得呢 ？What do you feel in the spirit God is saying? Mm-hmm. that she felt that the Lord is coming back, and this is like the shaking, and it's more frequent. Yeah, what about Winnie? How did you feel? The world is shaking.
他觉得这个世界正在颤动。
Amen. It's true. And also, even that is just the, that is just the climate and the weather, like the climate globally, but we just talk about globally just now, and also nationally, and even within our church, there were big change, right?
对，我觉得，不管是在世界范围内，还是在国度的国家的这个范围内，还是就算在我们教会本身，其实有一个很大很大的改变。
So what I was feeling in the spirit, actually, it started in October, around October. I felt change. God is saying big change.
所以啊，去年十月份的时候，我的心里灵里就有一种感动，就是上帝啊，准备给我们一个很大的改变。
He says, "The old has gone, the new has come."
这个旧的已经去了，新的要来了。
And I almost, at first, we were thinking, "Oh, maybe it's just a new generation, the new ways." But no, God, I feel like in my spirit, God says it's not just a new generation, but it's a new era.
大家也许会认为这是一个
era, sorry, not error.
大家也许会认为2019年只是新的一年、新的世代，但是我觉得不是这样的。神告诉我的，这会是一个新的时代。
Why did I say that? Because as what we were experiencing, even within our church, you realize the old system, the old way of value system would not work anymore.
大家可以看到，就拿我们教会来说，我们以前的这个我们的价值方式现在已经不会，已经感觉已经不再适用了。
It's just like, you know, your iPhone once in a while it has to update, right?
就是像你的这个 iPhone, 你它都要这个系统要更新一下。
After a while, it cannot be updated anymore.
过了一会儿，它就不能再被更新了。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗
？The phone is too old.
你的 iPhone 太老了，它
You have to throw away the old phone. You need to buy the whole new phone.
它已经不适用这个版本了，所以你要把它扔掉，你要买一个新的手机。
That's why we always have to buy every year they have new phone come out, right?
就是为什么每次 iPhone 有新的手机，我们都要买每年。
Because besides they want to boost their sales, right? And they, but the concept is, I feel like this year God is saying the old system has to throw away.
除去这个 iPhone， 它是为了提高自己的业绩，还有就是神其实告诉我们，我们要想得到新的东西，我们就要把老的去掉。
That the old phone will not work. Even you try to update it so many times, it will not work.
就是你的老手机，无论你怎么想 update， 它都不会让你更新成功的。
Because God is going to do something that is greater, that needs more capacity.
因为上帝想做更大的事情，这个更大的事情需要你有更好的这个容忍接受的能力。
That if you want to receive it, you need to be changed.
如果你要想要接受它的话，你个人就必须要改变。
And the old way will not cannot survive in the new culture.
就是我们过去的那些行事方式，在新的时代是不会 work， 不会奏效的。
So that's why we have been using like online, using YouTube, using the live stream.
这就是为什么我现在用通过这个 Facebook， 通过直播，通过 YouTube 各种的方式。
If you want to connect with the new generation, you got to do what they understand, right?
如果我们想要和新的世代进行这个交流交通的话，我们必须要明白他们在想什么，他们在做什么。
Where do they spend most of their time with, right?
他们在什么事情上花了最多的时间？
Most of the people spend a lot of time on what? On the internet.
现在很多人都把自己大多数的时间都花在了这个网络上。
It's very hard to even see them in person nowadays.
现在你已经很难和这些新时代面对面的见面了。
Sometimes I remember just last month.My dad and his friend come over and stay in my house.
还记得上周的时候，我爸爸的父亲还有他的朋友在我的家里。
And then they were my one of his friends has retired.
我爸爸的朋友已经退休了。
And then he was telling me how this new culture has changed so much. He's not able to adapt to. He says how now people all work from home.
他的爸爸的朋友就说啊，现在这个新的这个工作方式真是太特别了，他已经接受不了。就是现在人都可以在家里工作了。
They don't see you don't. They don't need to go to the office to work anymore.
现在的人们都不需要在公司里工作。
They all work from home through the computer, and then you know, office, they can cut down the rental. They don't really need an office space as much because you don't go there anymore.
现在人们都可以自己在家里工作，所以的话，现在有些公司就可以，甚至都不租他们的办公楼，他们都可以自己在家里工作。
And then he said, his mindset was like, work is workplace. You need to be dressed up and nicely and go to work and be focused on your work. And go home is a home to rest. It's a different place. You don't do work at home.
他爸的朋友还是那个观念，就是如果你工作的话，你就要打穿西装打领带去这个公司上班，然后你在家里就是 relax， 就是更加惬意啊，在家里就是用来休闲惬意的。
But in fact, he has a point, though. I think what he said was is good.
其实事实上来说，他说的其实我觉得是在某种程度上是对的。
It's like 工作有时，作息有时 ，everything has its time, right?Sorry, you can translate as much as you can. It's like, it's like there's a place, there's a time to work, there's a time to rest, there's a place to work and a place to rest. So everything has its time. It's good. But the thing is, the culture changed.
但是我们现在说的是这个文化正在改变。
His daughter said, Dad, you're out.
他的女儿就告诉他，爸爸，你已经过时了。
Because now people all work from home and it's fine.It's nothing wrong.
现在所有的人很正常，大家都在家里工作。
So as you can see, is that how the culture change and how we, if we do not understand and adapt to, we will be left behind in a way.
大家可以看到，如果我们这个新的这个整个文化变了的话，我们每个人要是没办法更新时代的话，我们就会落伍。
And it was nothing wrong with the old way.
其实你原来做事的方法并没有什么错误。
It has its value.
它有它的这个，它有它的价值。
It was good.
它以前是好的。
But the season changed.
但是现在的季节已经改变了。
You know what I'm trying to say? It's because the season changed.
因为这个季节已经改变了。
Amen.
Amen.
And the same thing, God is saying the new season is here.
所以的话，神说我们这个新的季节已经来到了。
And it's almost like.When I think about the new generation, that God reminds me of the generation of Joshua.
当我想到新时代的时候，我想到了这个约书亚的时代。
Remember the generation of Joshua? They used to be in the wilderness, and every day they just received manna.
大家想到在约书亚的时代以前啊，他们都在这个旷野里，他们每天就是要接收从天来的玛拿。
That's their source, their food, right?
这是他们的这个食物的来源。
But what happened is after they crossed the river of Jordan,
当他们跨过约旦河的时候
and they ate of the first fruit of Jordan,
他吃了第一个
not Jordan, of the Canaan,
他们吃了这个迦南地的第一个果子之后
no more manna,
没有这个玛拿了
What is, don't you see, like, then God is basically saying the seasons has changed. The old time, like, God used to feed you with manna. You don't need to do so much work. You get food. You just collect. That season is gone. There's nothing wrong in the old season, but it only worked in the old season.
因为为什么神停止？其实当时以前的人就是大家不用工作，每天在旷野里走，神就会降下玛拿来给你吃。但是上帝突然停止了这个行为，并不是因为他以前这个行为是做错的，或者是我们做错了什么事情，是因为这个时代已经改变了。
Because after they crossed the river of Jordan, you guys are grown up.
当他们这个跨过了约旦河之后，这意味着他们已经长大了。
Amen.
Amen.
And they eat the first fruit of Canaan, meaning now you have to start to work. You need to sow. They need to labor.Then you can eat. You need to grow up. You need to work.
当他们登上迦南地的时候，这是神的应许之地，也就是意味着他们这些人必须要通过自己的努力、辛苦的耕耘，然后自己动手丰衣足食。
Amen. But that's a blessing of God.
但是那也是神的祝福。
But the blessing of God now in a new way.
但是现在神的祝福用了一个新的方式。
And then if you cannot adapt, you will say, "Why God, you did not give us manna? What happened to the manna?"
如果你不能接受这个方式，还一直抱怨神，你为什么不给我们降玛拿？我们每天不用工作就可以吃玛拿，多好！
Then in the new season, you will starve to death.
在这个新的季节，你就会被饿死。
You will not grow.
因为你没有这个成长。
Because now the season is God is saying now you are mature.
因为现在这个季节代表着我们已经成长成熟了。
Then he said, God, he says you are able now.
上帝说你们可以去做事情了。
That you can sow seed.
你们现在可以去这个播种了。
And if you do it, I will bless you.
如果你要这么做的话，我会祝福你们。
That you will receive harvest.
你们会有丰收。
Amen. So I'm saying the new generation basically is talking about the new season and it's a rising of the new generation to maturity.
这个新时代其实就说的是一个新季节，也就是说，在这个新季节里，我们可以变得更加的成长成熟。
Amen.
Amen.
And that is also saying that God is wanting you to arise.
也是从另外一种角度上来说，也是上帝希望我们每个人能够兴起。
And that you can participate.
我们每个人能够参与。
Participate.
参与。
That's a very key word here.
那是一个非常重要的关键词。
Participate.
参与。
That you have your inheritance. God has ordained for your part. And you need to do your part.
我们有自己的责任，上帝让我们做的事情我们就要完成。
I feel like in the past season our church, Pastor Joseph and Marlene, they have been our parents, spiritual parents, right?
还记得上一个季节里，是上一个季节吗？
Yeah, they're still, I have not done with the phrase yet, though, so.
Okay, I see. 就是在上一个季节，我们的这个牧师和师母一直做我们属灵上的父母亲。
They've been sowing for us, they're giving us manna.
他们一直在给我们这个玛拿。
Then they help you, They lead you guys spiritually, lead all of us.
他们一直在带领我们，带领整个教会这个属灵方面的事情。
And then try us to help raise us up.
一直像一个父母一样，一个父母亲一样。
And then for us, we're like the baby, we're being fed.
我们之前就像那个小 baby, 小婴儿一样，等待被他们喂养。
Some of us, we don't even know how to read the Bible that well, or you know.
我们好多人有的甚至都不经常读经。
Or maybe not pray all the time.
有些时候我们甚至没有经常祷告。
We don't even know what it means to have a warfare, you know?
我们甚至都不知道有这个属灵的征战是什么意思。
And then Pastor Joseph and Marlene has been covering us.
是因为牧师和师母一直在帮我们抵挡这些事情。
And then they have done and laid the groundwork for us. They have gone the extra mile for us.
是因为他们做的就是超出了他们本来应该可以做的事情。
Yeah, but that was a good season. We were very blessed.
但是那是一个非常好的季节，我们是受到祝福的。
But in this new season,
但在这个新的季节里
，that will not work.
它不会再这样，这个事情不会再这样进行
了。Tell the next person, it won't work anymore.
告诉你旁边的朋友，就不会再 it won't work anymore.
不行啦，不能再那样子。What is the new season? The new season is God says you participate in the God's kingdom.
这个新的季节里，上帝说的是我们每个人要参与在神的国度里。
Amen. And that God has a portion for you. And how you growing up by you starting to eat the word of God, by you starting to learn what it means to pray, learning how to be a warfare, learning how to be other people's cover.
我们现在在新的季节里，我们要。知道上帝对我们的，对我们每个人的应许，对我们每个人的这个命定。我们通过读经，通过祷告，我们不只是在希望着被别人所庇护，我们也要开始庇护别人。
Amen. 他讲得很好，开始庇护别人 ，that you can become someone else's blessing.
这样的话，你也就可以成为别人的祝福。
You're not always just being blessed.
我们不能像个小孩子一样，每天只是等着被祝福。
But we're here in this church. Yes, we bless you. We give you a lot. We bless all of you. But when are you becoming our blessing?
我们现在我们以前的方式就是我们每天来这里祝福你，祝福你。但是我们希望你也可以有一天成为我们的祝福。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That you will become a great blessing of many.
你也可以成为很多其他人的祝福。
Amen. And then one thing I want to say, is that in this new generation, and there requires a new perspective, a new attitude, and new behavior.
在这个新的时代里，我们也需要一个新的态度，新的
眼光 and new behavior.
还有新的行为
in order for us to enter into the promised land.
这样才可以让我们进入到应许之地。
As we have said, is from the scripture of the story of Joshua. In the past, they were the younger children.
我们从约书亚的故事中，我们可以看到约书亚之前他们的那个世代是年轻的世代，更加年轻的世代。
They were the little ones.
他们就是那个小的小孩。
And then that generation, the old generation, what kind of attitude they have?
我们这个以前的世代，大家都会有什么样的态度呢
？I would say, if I have to read, this is God's comment for them.
就是我们下来要读，这是神对他们的评论。
你可以读这个吗
？OK.
In Psalm 95:7-11.
是诗篇的95:7-11。
你从头念到尾。
因为他是我们的上帝，我们是他草场的羊，是他手下的民。唯愿你们今天听他的话，你们不可硬着心，像当日在米利巴，就是在旷野的玛撒。那时你们的祖宗视我探我，并且观看我的作为，40年之久，我厌烦那时代，说这是心里迷糊的百姓，竟不晓得我的作为，所以我在怒中起誓，说他们断不可进入我的安息。
In English, let me see where did I put it so far. Oh, okay. It's all right. I don't know where I put it. But in the English, basically, in Psalm 95:7-11, it's God's comment for the older generation and their attitude.
就是啊，刚才读的那个经文，其实是上帝对我那个曾经的那个世代他们的这个态度的一个评价。
Is that their heart was hardened?
他们的心很硬。
And that God says, "I'm annoyed at this." Old generation.
上帝说我厌烦那个时代。
But why was he anointed by them?
那为什么上帝厌烦那个时代？
Because he said their heart was a dull.
是因为他们的心很僵硬。
They did not know my work.
他们不知道我的作为。
Why did God say that?
为什么神这么说呢？
Because their perspective in the old generation was fear.
那个时代的这个整个的看法就是害怕恐惧。
Remember what God has done in their life. God took them out from Egypt.
但还记得上帝在他们世代中行了什么样的神事迹吗？就是把他们带出了埃及。
God had performed the 10 plague, the 10 miracle, mighty miracles in Egypt, so that they could be released.
上帝行了大神迹，通过十灾，就是那个十个神迹。让他们可以从埃及地被解放。
They even see the Red Sea being split open.
他们也竟然看到了这个红海都被分成
了两半。Have you seen that before?
大家现在听说过见过海分成两半吗
？You have not even seen it, right?
我们每个人都没见过。
Have you experienced bread coming from heaven?
大家经历过这个面包从天上掉下来吗
？Have you seen 云柱火柱 ，which is the pillars of fire and then the clouds in day?
他曾经看过这个云柱和火柱。
Like now we have a cloud every day on the phone, iCloud, right?
Follow
you everywhere.
现在我们这个。
But back in the day, they have a literal cloud that follow them everywhere.
当时他们真的是有这个云柱火柱，不像我们现在用 iPhone 的这个 iCloud.
Yeah, do you see what I'm saying? Like they actually has a cloud following them in the day.
那是一个。
They have a shade.
那是一个真正的云，那是一个真正的这个。
火柱。At night time, there's.Pillar of fire next to them to help them light up the night.
在晚间的时候，这里有个火柱来点亮他们，让他们知道自己的路。
They have so much all these miracles considered as a great miracles that if we can see only one of them today, you'll be bowing down in front of God, like say, "Whoa, God, you are mighty."
大家可以看到那个时代其实经历了这个满是恩典、满是神迹的时代，就是他们其中。之一的这个奇观能放到现在，我们每个人都要下跪说：“哎呀，神啊，你真是我们的神！”
你真是伟大 ，right？
Yeah.
But God says, even though they have seen all these,
但是神说，尽管他们看到了所有的这些事情
，they don't know my work.
他们还是不了解我的作为。
You know why God says that? Because every time when they have a little issue.
你知道为什么神这么说吗？是因为每当这些人有一点点的困难的时候
，What did they say?
他们会说什么
？Do you know what did they say？
大家知道他们会说什么
？Baby, being baby, it's like you bet God, basically.
他 们一直在是控告神，说神啊，你真坏。
Why did you bring me here?
你为什么把我带到这旷野之地呢？
You try to kill me in the wilderness.
你想要把我在这个旷野之中杀死吗？
I'm like, I can't believe they said that.
我其实我个人来说，我不相信，我不敢相信他们竟然这
么说。But in fact, we were just like that all the time.
其实我们就像他们一样。
就是 every day God gives you so many blessings, but today I did not get a parking space. God, you know what I'm saying?
就像我们
just an example.
就像举个例子，就像我们每天都有这么多神的保守，但是突然有一天我们在停车的时候没有找到一个停车位，我们就说，哎呀，上帝，你怎么没有给我一个停车位？
I basically swear a swear word, but I'm just an example, okay?
对，我当时甚至还骂人了，不过这就是一个简单的例子。
Yeah.Of course, that's not what I'm trying to. I'm not all. I don't do that normally. Okay, this is just an example. Okay, so but I'm trying to show you is we are a lot of times just like that, a baby.
其实我们很多时候就是像这个例子中举的一样，就像一个小孩子一样。
That if God doesn't give what we want,
如果上帝不给我们我们想要的话
，then our hearts start to grumble.
我们的心就开始动摇。
And then we are fearful easily too.
我们就会很容易的跌倒，
很容易害怕，
很容易害怕 ，right?
And then God says, "I'm with you the whole time."
但是神说，我与你同，我一直与你同在。
But you can't see.
但是你看不见。
And then remember when the 12 spy going out to the promised land?
大家还记得这十二个族裔去这个，应许之地吗
？What did they? They go out and scout along the land.
他们就是走遍这个全地，并且这个scout out，
就是去探、那个、
探索 ，yeah， 探索这个全地。
So if you look at democracy, remember nowadays democracy, majority wins, right?
大家可以看到现在的这个民主文化是多数人少数服从多数。
That the majority must be the right people, must be right.
这个多数人一定是对的。
But if you look back in that time, majority, what was the majority opinion about the Canaan, about the promised land?
大家还记得，如果大家记得这个在以前的时候，这个如果大部分人的意见是什么？对于他们这个世代来说，
对，就是大部分他们对应许之地的这个就什么
观念
意见观念是什么？
Yeah.
The majority, if they send 12 out, 10 come back with a bad report.
这个十二个探子出去了之后，十个回来告诉他的结果都是不好的。
They said they have all these giants in the land.
他们说有很多巨人在这些地方。
And we are just like what? Grasshopper.
我们像什么？我们像小的这个蚱蜢一样，是吗？
10 people said that out of 12.
十二个人中十个怎么说？
If you think about majority wins, yeah, it must be true. Yeah, we are just like grasshopper.
如果大家听大多数人这么说的话，我们就会觉得，哎呀，我们就是像这个小的这个蚱蜢一样。
That we can do nothing. We're so vulnerable. No one help us.
我们怎么办？我们如此弱小，没有人会帮助我们。
But they forget again who is among them.
但是他们忘记了谁和他们在一起呢
？Did they see the miracles?
他们看到这些神迹了吗
？They have food. They have water. They didn't die in the wilderness.
他们在旷野里有水有吃的。
And then when they see the giants, they forgot about all that already.
当他们看到这些巨人，看到这些困难的时候，他们就完全忘了以前神对他们的作为。
They just see giants, but they forgot about God.
他们只是看到了眼前的巨人，但是他忘记了我们的。
They see that giant is so big, but they forgot that God is bigger than the giant.
他们看到这个巨人非常大，但是他们忘记了这个神比这个巨人还要大，还要厉害。
So their perspective was fear.
他们整个的这个观念是害怕、恐惧的。
And so you know what God says?
所以大家知道神怎么说吗
？I'm annoyed at them.
我厌烦这个世代。
They will not get my promised land.
他们不会进入我的应许之地。
Because they did not believe in my goodness.
因为他们不相信我的奇妙的作为。
And then they grumbled.
然后他们抱怨。
And then even you know what happened? He said, "You test me."
他们甚至试探我。
When I read that word test.
当我看到这个试探的这个字的时候
This time a revelation just came upon me. Says, God says, when I said test, meaning every time when you grumble, you're testing me.
这个其实就是我们每个人在心生抱怨的时候，我觉得神看来就是你在试探我。
Because God was withholding His anger every time when you grumble, He's trying so bad to withhold His anger.
其实每次当你在抱怨的时候，上帝看来他都是在强压他的怒火。
Just like in the wilderness.
就像在这些人在旷野中所抱怨的那。
Because God, I've done so much for you.
上帝说我已经为你做了这么多的事情。
But you're still in your old mentality, old perspective.
但是你一直停留在你以前的这个处事的。这个思维方式上
You are still blinded. You're not able to see my goodness.
你还是瞎眼的，你没有看见我对你所做的奇妙作为。
And so God, that's why they cannot have the promised land.
这就是为什么那些人神不让他们去应许之地。
Even into the point that says because they despised me.
甚至他们
因为神甚至说他藐视我。
藐视我 ，Yeah.
Amen. 所以一个也看不见。That's why none of them can enter into the promised land. But the new generation, what is the new generation that God is looking for?
但是所以新的时代是神所期望的一个新的时代是什么样子的呢？
Here it even says, this is what God says. Can you read here in verse 31 in Numbers 14?
民数记的十四章二十
三十一节 So it says, as for your children that you said would be taken as plunder, I will bring them into enjoy the land you have rejected. 这里。但你们的
妇人孩子，就是你们所说要被掳掠的，我必把他们领进去，他们就得知你们所厌弃的那地。至于你们的尸首必倒在这旷野，你们的儿女必在旷野漂流四十年，担当你们淫行的罪，直到你们的尸首在旷野消散。
你可以念，
消减，
你就念到底吧。
按你们窥探那地的四十日，一年顶一日，你们要担当罪孽四十年，就知道我与你们疏远了。我耶和华说过，我总要这样带着一切聚集敌我的恶会众。他们必在这旷野消灭，在这里死亡。
So he read from verse 31 to the end. It's longer than what I just read. I just continue reading. As for your children that you said will be taken as plunder, I will bring them in to enjoy the land you have rejected. But as for you, your bodies will fall in this wilderness. Your children will be shepherded here for 40 years, suffering for your unfaithfulness until the last of your body lies in the wilderness. For 40 years, 1 year for each of the 40 days, you explore the land. You will suffer for your sins, and you know what it is like to have me against you. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will surely do these things to this whole wicked community which has banded together against me. They will meet their end in this wilderness. Here they will die. So the men Moses had sent to explore the land who returned and make the whole community grumble against him by spreading a bad report about it. These men who were responsible for spreading the bad report about the land were struck down and died of a plague before the Lord. Of the men who went to explore the land, only Joshua son of Nun and Caleb son of Jephunneh survived. So when I read this, I was like, oh my goodness.
当我在读这段经文的时候，我心里想了 oh my God.
What a grumble can do to a community.
抱怨会对整个这个族群会带来什么样的影响？
He said, my goodness, one day, and their sin has become 1 year of bearing in the wilderness.
他们在罪里的一天，在神的那里就给他们一年的惩罚，四十天就是四十年的惩罚。
And also that also says God has been separated from them.
并且神也说，神也疏远了他们。
And also says.But as you can see, the old perspective, the fear, the negativity will actually diminish God's presence.
大家可以看到这些我们过去的，他们过去的这个观点，就是那个恐惧的观点，其实会让他们 就是神的恩典就会越来越少，
就是神的同在会减少，
神的同在会越来越少。
But as for these children,
但是对于他们的孩子来说，
God has a new perspective for them.
上帝对他们有一个新的这个看法。
他说 It says, because you guys think they are weak, they are vulnerable, they are nothing, they will be plundered.
是因为你们觉得这些人还年轻还小还非常的软弱，但是我要
会被掳掠，
要被掳掠，但是我必把他们领进去。
But God says, I will bring the weak one into the promised land.
我要带领这些在你们眼中看为软弱的人，我要把他们带进应许之地。
Amen.
Amen.
Because the weak ones are the ones that who were born in the wilderness.
因为这些软弱的人，这些比较软弱的，是软弱。
对对。
因为这些软弱的人，他们是在这个旷野中生的。
They also experienced all these miracles along with their parents.
他们和他们父母亲一样，都经历了这些奇迹。
They also saw the cloud. They also saw the fire. They also had manna.
他们看过云柱火柱，他们也吃着这个玛拿。
Remember, the Bible says you must return to like a child in order to enter the kingdom of God.
大家还记得这个经文里说，像进入神的国，你就必须要回转向小孩。
That your faith must return to like a child.
但是你的信念
，your faith， 你的信心 ，yeah。要单纯、
你的信心要像小孩一样单纯。
That like the new generation that were born in the wilderness.
在这个新的时代，这些人生在这个旷野中。
When I was reading this part, I was thinking, "Oh man, God, the revelation was, God says we sometimes God bring us to a season of wilderness, and then God allows things to die in the wilderness, the negative things, the bad things, the old system, the old perspective. In the wilderness, that's what God wants to do, is that those things has to die.
就是我当时我读这个经文的时候，我的感受是，神会把我们带入到这些旷野之地，然后神也会允许这些负面的情绪发生，但是神会让这些负面的东西都会在那里死去。
就在旷野。It looks like nothingness. Everything's against you. Everything is not smooth. Everything was tough.Nothing grow.
就像在旷野这个地方，大家想象旷野这个地方，没有任何的东西生长，没有任何全是奇奇怪怪的东西来阻碍你，来阻挡你。
Sometimes I want to say in an application in here.
所以的话，我在想我们在现实生活中的应用。
If in the last 10 years it was not an easy service in church.
在我在我去年我10年的服事中，我觉得在这个教会中。整个服事并不是这么的简单。
It's like you sow so much, there's nothing really growing.
就可以看到你播种了很多，但是你并没有收获多少。
And you don't have much resource.
并且你并没有很多的资源。
There are not many people.
没有很多的人。
And then it's like it's hard labor, it's a hard ground.
就像这个土地非常的坚硬，我们要很。
It's like in the wilderness, you know.
就像我们在旷野中一样。
And nothing grow.
没有任何的成长。
Everything against you.
每件事情都是
no money.
每件事情都是你的阻碍，没有钱。
No friendship.
没有这个。
Or no coworkers, whatever. Just saying.
没有这个亲密的关系，没有这个同工。
Everything is like barren.
这个
就是不长东西。
看起来很荒芜，对。
But you know what? In that season.
但是在那个季节里。
God caused something to die.
上帝让有些事情去死去。
What was it? My old perspective, I like to grumble a lot in the past. I remember if I have to do a little bit more, I start grumbling.
谁让我这个抱怨的话死去了？就是我以前的话，我会我要做稍微多一点事情的话，我就开始抱怨。
I would say, how come this person did not come? How come that person did not do this and that?
就是我当时就会说，哎，这个人为什么今天来晚了？这个人为什么今天没有做这个做那个？
But and then I will have to cover them and do so much this and this.
因为我还要帮他们完成他们没有完成的事情。
But then God shows me something.
但是上帝显明了我对我。
He showed my heart.
上帝显明了我的心。
In your circumstance that is tough, God show your heart.
在这个最艰难的时候，上帝其实通过某种情况显明了我们的心。
Whatever's in your heart that comes out to in your mouth, right?
你的心里想什么，你的嘴里就说什么。
Whatever comes out in your mouth is what is in your heart.
你嘴里说出了什么，就代表你心中其实想到了。
If you start grumbling in your heart, then you start saying grumbling negative stuff.
如果你的嘴中说出了那些抱怨的话，你的心里也是抱怨的。
That's what God wants to reveal to you.
其实这是上帝想让你发现自己。
He allows all the situation is very tough.
他知道他允许这所有周围的环境都是如此的艰难。
It's like nothing grows. You can work so hard, and it's like same old, you know, everything against you.
就是你当你辛苦工作的时候，周围啊还是像原来一样，都是像原来一样，但是啊每个事情都是对你不利的，
就是敌对你的 ，yeah. But it reveals your heart.
但是通过这件事情，它能彰显你的心，它能显明你的心。
What is inside your heart? May I ask you?
所以我问大家的心里都是什么？
In the tough place, that's when you see. If you have light, remember what Pastor was saying? Do you have light in your heart?
所以在我们这个最困苦的时候，我们可以看到我们的自己的心里有什么。但还记得牧师说，
你有光吗？
你有光吗？
Do you have light in your life?
你有光在你的生命中吗？
When does the light shine the brightest?
什么时候光最闪耀？
Amen. It's when things are hard.
是当事情最艰难的时
候。When the situation is dark.
是当所有的情况是黑暗的时候。
That's when you need to shine, amen.
那个时候是我们要发光的时候。
That's when you can see what's in your heart.
那个时候是我们才可以看到我们心里有什么的时候。
The wilderness is a testing of our heart.
所以我们说旷野其实是在试探我们的心理。
And what is revealed in the wilderness must die and remain in the wilderness.
我们在整个旷野中所显现的那些毛病缺点就必须要在旷野中死去。
Because they are not fitting for the promised land.
是因为这些东西，这些负面的东西并不是为应许之地所准备的。
All the grumble.
所有的抱怨。
All the negative.
所有的负面。
All the fear.
所有的恐惧。
All the doesn't trust God. All the things that no trust.
所有对上帝的不信。
Or all the unfaithfulness.
所有的这个没有对信仰的忠诚
must remain in the wilderness.
让他们停留在旷野中
It needs to die.
他们要死去
And what is born in the wilderness?
在旷野中生长出来的呢
There is something that can still be born in the wilderness when you think there's nothing going on.
当你觉得在旷野中什么事情都没有生长的时候，其实旷野中也生长了一些事情。
That's the new generation.
那是新的世代。
Is that through the tough place and wilderness, there's a new perspective going to come from you?
是因为我们在最艰难的时候，有一个新的世代，新的观念会出来。
What is about this new generation?
这个新的世代会怎么样？
That this generation will start to put their faith in God.
这个新的世代会将自己的信心放到神的中间。
That they know they are weak.
他们知道自己很软弱。
They are children, yes.
他们是小孩，是的。
They are the women.
他们有些是妇女
but they know God.
但是他们知道神
they know who God is.
他们知道神是什么
and they know what God can do.
他们知道神会做什么
and they know that when they have God, they can accomplish anything.
他们知道他们有了神，他们就可以成就任何
事。 That is, there's a new perspective come forth in the wilderness.
这就会有一个新的观点在这个旷野中显现出来。
May I ask you,
我能问一下大家
in the tough time, after the tough time, after all the grumbling, is there something, is there hope that come forth in your heart?
在这个最困难的时候，我们当我们所有的情况都非常危急的时候，在我们抱怨了很多的时候，我们心中会有什么？
That is there hope arising in your heart?
是有一个希望在我们的心中升起。
And where does that hope come from?
所以这个希望是在哪儿来的？
Amen. That hope comes from your relationship with God. Amen.
这个希望是从你和神的关系之中得来的。
Is that He is there for you in your toughest time, and you can still have hope, and you can come out of wilderness.
是因为他在旷野中最艰难的时候还是与你同在。
And then this is what the Bible says here in Psalm 68.
这就是这个诗篇六十八章第几节？
我不知道 just read this part.
Okay.
I say, a father to the fatherless, a defender of widow is God in his holy dwelling. God set the lonely in family. He lead out the prisoner with singing, but the rebellious live in the sun-scorched land. And the last would be, the Lord announced the word, and the women who proclaim it are a mighty throng. Kings and army flees in haste. The women at home divide the plunder. So... there's two verses I want to read. So just read this part.
上帝在他的圣所所做孤儿的父，做寡妇的伸冤者。上帝叫孤独的有家，使被囚的出来享福，唯有悖逆的住在干燥之地。上帝啊，你曾在你百姓前头
出来，
在旷野行走。上帝啊，你降下大雨，你产业以色列疲乏的时候，你使他坚固，你的会众住在其中。上帝啊，你的恩惠是为困苦人预备的，主发命令，传好信息的妇女成了
大军，
统兵的君王逃跑了，在家等候的妇女分受所夺的。
Amen. Just hang it. Did you hear that?
大家听到了吗
？God calls the little one, the weak one. He said, "I am your defender. I am your father."
上帝对那些软弱的人说，那些小孩子。小小的人说我会是你们的保护者，
我是孤儿的父，
是
寡妇生育者，我是你们的保护者。 And then God caused the weak one to become mighty soldiers.
上帝
mighty army.
上帝让这些软弱的人成为神圣的军队。
And that the women can take the plunder of the enemy.
然后这个妇女可以夺得这个，
成了大群。The women can cause the kings to flee.
这个妇女可以让敌方的君王逃跑。
Yeah, the kings and army flee in haste.
他们的军队慌张的就逃跑了。
And the women at home divide the plunder.
然后妇女就成了大军是什么意思？
就是大群，他。在家等候的妇女可以受所夺的 ，which 我只是说，神使那些软弱的人成为刚强的人，甚至于比那些表面上看起来刚强的人还要刚强。他比那个君王还要刚强。他说，那君王跟所有的那些那个 army 就是都听到他们的声音，都逃跑了。Amen.
Amen.
This is what the new generation will cause.A great fear upon their enemy. Even those who might look like a giant, they can still win the war and take their plunder because they have God. Amen.
Amen.
你可以翻吗？太长了，是不是？
就是，你不是刚才说过了吗？
哦。And this is one thing I want to say is the new generation know what it means to trust in the Lord.And act in obedience, and they know that where their strength is from God. It's not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God.
这个新的时代其实是首先他们知道神所做的工，并且他们也认识神，然后他们也知道自己的力量是从哪里来的，就是从神那里来的。
Amen. 而且不是靠势力，也不是靠才能。而是靠神的灵 ，Amen， 方能成事。That they know that they can be stronger than those who appear to be strong, Amen.
Amen.
他比那个看起来好像很强壮的人还要强大 ，Amen.
Amen.
That's what we want in the new generation. And then there's one thing I really want to close in here that's very critical.
所以我们想用一个非常有争议的话来。这个结束
就是个很重要的话、
哦、很重要的话
is that the new generation when they enter cross the river of Jordan
当这个新的时代他们跨过了约旦河的时候
they have made a covenant with God
他们和神之间做了一个 covenant
就是一个约、
哦、他和神做了一个约
Is that they have a covenant? The action of the covenant is that they have a circumcision.
他们之间和神做的
割礼。
哦，他们和神做的约就是他们行了割礼。
Because the last generation, they have all been circumcised.
是因为上一个世代他们都行了割礼。
And only those who circumcised could be in the army, could be a warrior.
所有这些行了割礼的人才能成为这个上帝的军队，才能成为上帝的勇士。
The last generation, they were circumcised under Moses, right?
上一个世代他们是被摩西行了割礼。
And do you know what a circumcision is a reminder of what covenant?
大家还记得这个割礼是让他们是跟这个什么样的誓言有关吗？
It's a reminder of covenant of God and Abraham.
哦，其实是对上帝对亚伯拉罕应许的这种提醒。
Is that when God asked Abraham to do the circumcision, God asked Abraham, you must become holy. You must become a whole person before me. Walk before me holy and blameless.
上帝在对亚伯拉罕行割礼的时候说，你在我的面前要成为完全的。
完全人。
完全人。
That when they do circumcision, that means that I have set my heart to be holy and to be holy and blameless before the Lord.
当你在行割礼的时候，其实代表着我要在神的面前成为一个完全的人，成为一个圣洁的人。
That they will be set apart for God's purpose.
这是因为我们会为神的这个目标而奋斗。
And that when God had made this covenant with Abraham, God also gave them a promise.
当然，上帝与亚伯拉罕在进行这个誓言的时候，上帝也给了亚伯拉罕应许。
And that covenant is that you will inherit the land.
也就是那个应许就是你会继承所有的土地。
你会承就是继承这个迦南全地。
你会继承迦南全地。
The promised land.
这个应许之地。
That is a covenant between God and Abraham when they had the circumcision is you will inherit the land. If you become holy before me.
如果其实这个就是亚伯拉罕与上帝的誓言，如果你在我面前是一个完全圣洁的人，那你就会得到迦南全地。
May I ask you, do you want to inherit the promised land?
我想问大家，大家想要这个得到迦南全整到全地吗
？Do you want the promised land?
大家想要这个应许之地吗
？Do you want God's promise to come forth?
大家想要向神的应许能够往前走一步吗
？And this is why they did that. As they do the circumcision, it's a reminder, God, you promised us.
这就是为什么在这个歌里其实是对于这个。神的誓言的一个提醒，
对于神的子民一个重新的一个提醒，是神啊，你应许了我 ，Amen。你我做这个割礼的时候，就是提醒说，主，你应许我这个应许之地是给我的。And then you also do your part. They did their part. Their part is they will need to be holy and blameless before God.
对，我们要我们做我们的这个我们该做的责任，就是我们要在神面前成为一个完全的人，成为圣洁的人。
They need to be apart, set apart for God. And as they did the circumcision together, they are basically acting in faith, saying, "God, as we are being holy before you, you will remember your promise." Amen.
当我们做两方都在做的时候，其实我们就有一个印证吗？有一个什么
？It's like when you I don't know. It's like you will remember God. God, you're just reminding God, and you're also doing it in faith. 你就是在做这个割礼的时候，你是一个信心的行动。你是在提醒神，神啊，求你纪念你的约 ，Amen. 求你纪念你跟我们所立过的约。你说我们成为完全人的时候，你就会做这件事，你就会赐给我们应许之地 ，Amen.So when they have the circumcision, they are acting in faith. They are proclaiming the truth that we will inherit the land. 他在宣告一个事实，就是我们会承受这个土地。So this is why I want to come to this part as we have our covenant with Jesus this morning.
这就是为什么今天是我们的这个我们今天有一个
圣餐
的这个。也是一个我们与主之间的誓言。
That when they had circumcision between the Lord, they are proclaiming God's promises will come through. It's the same way that today, as we come before Jesus, as we take on the bread and the cup, we're reminding God, God, as we are holy, set ourselves holy before you, your promises will come through. Amen.
对，我就像以前割礼那样亚伯拉罕割礼其实是对亚伯拉罕还有神之间的一个誓言的一个提醒我们这次的这个
圣餐
也是对我们之间与神的约定的一个提醒。 主啊，我要。
If there was no shedding of blood, there was no forgiveness of sin.
如果没有这个耶稣的宝血的话，我们就不会，我们的罪就不会被赦免。
你知道？哦 ，sorry. When they had the circumcision, there was shedding of blood.
当他们这个行割礼的时候，他们其实也是流血的。
Amen.
Amen.
Covenant was not without a cost.
誓言不会平白无故的，没有任何的损失的。
There is something needs to lay down.
有些事情必须要
放下
来。
There is shedding of blood.
就是
有牺牲品的，
有牺牲，
有流血的。That Jesus was the one who laid down his life for us.
耶稣基督就是那个为我们流血的。
That he laid down his life, he shed his blood, is to make a covenant with us.
耶稣基督他通过流自己的宝血，就是为了让我们与上帝之间的约的达成。
That his covenant will come forth.
他的这个
will be fulfilled.
他的誓言会被成就。
That God is faithful.
因为神是信实的。
But God is also asking you.
但神也同样要求我们。
Will you be faithful?
我们会信实吗？
就像 it's just like when the people were doing the circumcision. Will you circumcise yourself?
就像那个神对那些行割礼的人说，你们会行割礼吗？
I will bring you guys to the promised land. That's God's promise.
我的应许是把你们带到应许之地。
But will you circumcise yourself?
但是你愿意先行割礼吗？
Will you be willing to set apart for me?
你愿意和我成为一块一体吗？
Amen. So this time in this communion today, I really want to ask all of you, please stand and come forth to pick up the bread and cup.
对，所以我们在圣餐的
one on one, those who've been baptized.
所以我们在圣餐的时
候 Yeah, we just come forth one on one first, and then I'll lead us in prayer and give us some time to.
对，所以现在请所有受洗的人，大家可以起立，然后我们一起领受圣餐。
可以帮我放那首吗？放一些等候神的音乐就好了。So, please come forth. Don't just come up one by one and take the bread and the cup.
大家可以从后面啊，由后到前，大家可以一个一个来，然后我们来领受一下，
yeah.
来拿这个饼还有杯。
Amen. Please come. As we take this bread and cup today, I really want to say, may the Lord help.